Questions?
How big was that 11-play, 78-yard drive to get into the end zone late when it was a three-point lead, but you know, you're on the road and you never know what's going to happen? How big was that to make it a two-score game?
It was definitely a huge deal for their offense, gave us more confidence. But, you know, coach always says just go back and focus on your fundamentals, and that's what we did. You know, whether it was we were throwing the ball or running the ball, you know, I thought our physicality was really well. And, you know, that really helped us finish that drive off.
Can you just speak about the rapport that you developed with Chase and specifically today, what was going on between the two of you guys?
Yeah. You know, Jace is a super hard worker, and, you know, I have a lot of confidence in, you know, the way he runs his routes. And, you know, if we get a certain look, then he, you know, a lot of the times he's starting to get more comfortable knowing when he's going to get the ball. So that's really a big focus. You know, a tight end is a big part of this offense, and, you know, we fed in the ball a lot tonight. And also Courtney Davis made a lot of big plays for us tonight. So definitely to have them two guys making these type of plays is really big for this offense.
Did you make it a point to key in on Jace?
It was just, you know, we were getting certain looks, and based on what coverage we were getting, you know, I was going to Jason. You know, he hit a corner post and where he beat the safety, and then drug his man like 15 yards. So, you know, coach made a good – he knew we were going to get that coverage, and we talked about it the drive before. And, you know, he knew how to run it, and I just anticipated it coming out of his break. So, you know, just a lot of confidence holding this offense with the coaches and us, and, you know, we executed the right way.
Yeah, what about how you guys were able to counterpunch the fact that you guys take the big lead early, they tie it up, and then in the fourth quarter you guys were able to get some separation?
Yeah, it was just big for our offense. You know, a lot of times when you're on the road, you know, there's not a lot of energy. But, you know, we are able to focus on the small details. We weren't extremely consistent, especially in the first half, but we did what we had to do to come out with a win.
Got a little follow-up on the Davis element. Was it 9 catches for 127 and a touchdown? How much have you been seeing more and more of him, and how about his emergence today?
I mean, coming into the season, we knew he was going to be a big part of this offense. And so with Jamon being down and Kendrick a little banged up, we knew I was going to have to feed him the ball a lot. And, you know, a lot of the times, based on play, he's a primary receiver. So he knows that he has to win matchups, and that's what he did tonight. Came up with some big-time catches, and, you know, that's why I trust him so much.
It seems like there was some discussion before that last series of the first half about Jace and what might be there. Can you give some kind of specifics about what you might talk about?
Yeah, just knowing that we were going to come to that play, that corner post of Jace, coach knew or kind of had a really good feeling that they're going to be in a two-high set instead of one high, and which they had been in prior and pretty much a lot of the game. So right when I saw that, I kind of knew I was going to Jace and had to trust him on getting open on that route.
What was your view on him dragging the guy? What would you think about his ability to do that?
Just a lot of excitement, a lot of passion to the game, and obviously a super hard worker, and, you know, he's going to do anything to try to get in that end zone.
When your drives stall out in the red zone, how big was it that your kicker had a rebound day today?
It was really big, and, you know, coach always emphasizes every possession ends in a kick. So no matter what it is, you know, whether it's an extra point, but Seth definitely came up big with two big-time field goals to change the game for us a little bit.
What is obvious that they wanted to stop the run and basically put this on your shoulders? Did you say something to you earlier this week? Kind of indicating that he figured that was going to be the case?
No, we really didn't know what their game plan was on defense. So, you know, on the sideline, that's why we talk so much, me, Coach Fisher, and then Sean McGuire, just about what type of looks that we're getting and just small adjustments. And, you know, the passing game was really clicking today. So definitely a big-time win for us and definitely a big-time win for us for the offense.
Why do you think Courtney was so productive and open to that?
Just, you know, that's every day for him in practice, you know. You know, the way he works and the type of confidence that I have in him and the trust that I've built with him has been really big. And so, you know, he's been a phenomenal target for me. And, you know, it's only going to be better.
How important is it for y'all moving forward to have the number of points kind of match up to how many points and touchdowns match up to how many total yards I'll have?
You know, that's really a big-time factor. You know, when we get in the red zone, we want to make sure we're putting 7 points up on the board instead of three. So, we did that tonight, a little inconsistent where Seth had to come in, but, you know, if that happens, Seth definitely had to finish off some drives for us, which was a big deal for us.
Based on what's happened in recent years past, how big was it to get this first
game going into the second half of the season as well?
You know, it was a huge confidence booster for this whole team. We knew it was going to be a big-time game. You know, every single game we come into, we know our goals. We know we're trying to come in here and win, and especially on the road with a big-time crowd. It was definitely a little bit harder than usual, you know, playing in Kyle Field. But, you know, we came in here with one task, and we got the job done.
Can you learn more from having this kind of game as opposed to if you come in here and maybe won by a comfortable margin?
Definitely. It was definitely a game where, you know, in our mindset, we had to learn to finish. And, you know, we were running a bunch of different plays. And, you know, a lot of guys were giving the ball and put in different positions. So I really liked the way the offense was clicking and, you know, the way the receivers were able to get open.
How long this week did you know that Kendrick was going to be unavailable?
I mean, he practiced all week. But, you know, I guess when he came in today, I think it's his foot, but hurting a little bit. So, you know, another guy go down, but, you know, we had Courtney step up and Hezekiah Jones step up.
It seemed like you and Courtney were connected on those out routes. Was that something that y'all had seen that might be there? And what can you say about the way he runs routes?
Definitely a phenomenal route runner and easy to anticipate routes. And, you know, we knew the corner was, you know, continue to bail off on him, didn't really want to give up a deep route. So, you know, those out routes were pretty special for us tonight.
Braden has been the best punter in the nation, but how about him causing a fumble as well?
It was definitely a big time for us and gave us another possession whenever we came off the field. And so definitely a big time play for us.
Does that surprise you at all about him doing that?
I guess that could be a little surprising, but definitely a big time play.
And Kyle, this is one of those places that could get overlooked, but just from your perspective as a quarterback, you talked about Cameron Buckley actually making a defensive play on what might have been an interception.
You know, it was a play that we always work on in practice, and I kind of anticipated him coming a little bit flatter. So